tasmat sarvatmana rajan. Hari sarvatra sarvada. Shrotavya kirtitavyascha. Smartavyo bhagavan rinam. Tasmat sarvatmana rajan. Hari sarvatra sarvada. Shrotavyak kirtitavyascha. Smartavyo bhagavan rinam. Sarvatra sarvada. Sarvatmana raja. Ladies. Sarvatmana raja. Hari sarvatra sarvada. Tasma sarvatmana rajan. Hari sarvatra sarvada. Shrotavya kirtitavyascha. Smartavyo bhagavan rina. Tasmat. Therefore, sarva,
all,
atmana, soul, rajan, O king, hari, the Lord, sarvatra, everywhere, sarvada, always, shrotavyaha, must be heard, kirtitavya, glorified. Cha, also. Smartavyaha, be remembered. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Nrinam, by the human being. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O King, it is therefore essential that every human being hear about, glorify, and remember the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, always and everywhere. Purport. Srila Sukadeva Goswami begins this verse with the words tasmat, or therefore. Because in the previous verse, he has already explained that there is no auspicious means for salvation other than the sublime process of bhakti yoga. The bhakti yoga process is practiced by the devotees in different methods, like hearing, chanting, remembering, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, worshipping, praying, rendering service in love, becoming friendly, and offering all that one may possess. All nine methods are bona fide methods, and either all of them, some of them, or even one of them can bring about the desired result for the sincere devotee. But out of all the nine different methods, the first one, namely hearing, is the most important function in the process of bhakti yoga. Without hearing sufficiently and properly, no one can make any progress by any of the methods of practice. You want to hear that sentence again? Huh? Without hearing sufficiently and properly, no one can make any progress by any of the methods of practice. And for hearing only, all the Vedic literatures are there, compiled by authorized persons like Vyasadeva, who is the powerful incarnation of Godhead. And since it has been ascertained that the Lord is the supersoul of everything, he should therefore be heard and glorified everywhere and always. That is the special duty of the human being. When the human being gives up the process of hearing about the all-pervading personality of Godhead, he becomes victim to hearing rubbish transmitted by man-made machines. Machinery is not bad because through the machine, one can take advantage of hearing about the Lord. But because machinery is used for ulterior purposes, it is creating rapid degradation in the standard of human civilization. It is said here that it is incumbent upon the human beings to hear because the scriptures, like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, are made for that purpose. Living beings other than human beings have no ability to hear such Vedic literatures. If human society gives itself to the process of hearing the Vedic literature, it will not become a victim to the impious sounds vibrated by impious men who degrade the standards of the total society. Hearing is solidified by the process of chanting. Hearing is solidified by the process of chanting. One who has perfectly heard from the perfect source becomes convinced about the all-pervading personality of Godhead and thus becomes enthusiastic in glorifying the Lord. All the great acharyas like Ramanuja, Madhva, Chaitanya, Saraswati Thakur, or even in other countries, Muhammad, Christ and others have all extensively glorified the Lord by chanting always and in every place. Because the Lord is all-pervading, it is essential to glorify Him always and everywhere. In the process of glorifying the Lord, there should be no restriction of time and space. This is called Sanatan Dharma or Bhagavat Dharma. Sanatan means eternal, always and everywhere. Bhagavat means pertaining to Bhagavan, the Lord. The Lord is the master of all time and all space, and therefore the Lord's holy name must be heard, glorified, and remembered everywhere in the world. That will bring about the desired peace and prosperity so eagerly awaited by the people of the world. The word cha includes all the remaining processes or methods of bhakti yoga, as mentioned above.
Tasmat sarvatmana rajan hari sarvatra sarvada shrotavyak kirtitavyascha smartavyo bhagavan rinam.
O King, it is therefore essential that every human being hear about, glorify, and remember the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, always and everywhere.
Om Ajnanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshagurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadhati Svapadantikam Jayasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim, yat kripadamaham vande sri guru dinataranam, paramananda maravam sri chaitanyeshwaram, vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhyevacha, Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna.
The blessings of all the Vaishnavas. Prabhuji, can we move this? Thank you. So here Shukadeva Goswami is giving essential conclusion. Tasmat, therefore. There is a conclusion to the Vedic wisdom. Tarko pratishta shutayo vibhinnam nayasya rishir matam nabhinnam dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam mahajanayena kataksapanta. In contrast to the Vedic conclusions, the tarkis, the debaters, the ones who like to argue and disagree, they have no conclusion. Why is there no conclusion? Pratishta. Because it is not based on finding out Siddhanta, finding out the goal, but it is based on Pratishtha. What is Pratishtha? I'm great. And I have to prove my greatness. And I will do anything in order to establish my greatness. Thus, there is no more logic and reason and rhyme. In fact, people are not even accepting defeat. So debates have become very useless. Have you noticed? Have you ever debated with somebody? Have you ever argued with somebody? You don't argue here, right? You follow. Tasmat. You just tell people, Tasmat, this is how it is, okay? So, we're very fortunate that the Bhagavatam is coming from a different platform, from a different position. Not from the position of Tarko Pratishtha, but from the position of realized knowledge that is handed down in Guru Parampara. Pibhakta Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhur Muho Bhuvi Bhavuka. And thus, the great acharyas are taking not just a lot of time and a lot of effort, but they're having great taste in relishing this message and sharing it with others. So, the main point here in this verse and purport is that to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead is essential, and to glorify and remember Him should be done always and everywhere. It is not something that we do every now and then, but it is something that is to be done nityam. Nityam means all the time, or at least once a day. At least once a day. Now, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that I only have one criticism to my followers, that they do not read my books enough. We have made studies all over the world, and we have seen that less than 10% of our congregation has read Prabhupada's books. 10%, I don't think it's a passing mark, right? Not really, right? And also, less than 10% have all the books in their homes. If you go there, you will find collections of all kinds of things. But Prabhupada's books, usually, rarely. So, we may question why. Why this is so? And somebody may say, it is because the books are not available or the books are too expensive. But ultimately, it boils down to a different topic. People sometimes ask me when they meet me, like yesterday we were out at the main train station chanting Hare Krishna. And I ask people, apna naam kya hai? Apna naam kya hai? And everybody stopped because everybody wanted to tell their name to the tall white guy with the big nose. They thought, this is interesting, huh? Let's have a little discussion. Even though it was rush hour traffic, people were on their way home. You know how it is at 6 or 7 o'clock at night. People only, they're tasmade kena manasa, right? Their mind is focused on one thing only. But it is not shrotavya kirtitavyascha. It is not hearing about the Lord. Yet they were interested to talk to a foreigner. Videshi, right? Videshi. So, and their question on their mind is always the same question. Okay, you're coming from such and such place. Why are you doing this thing? And the answer is always the same. What is the answer? Bhakti ras. Rasam. We do whatever we do in life because of taste. Taste is the main motivating factor. If we don't like the activities that we're engaging in, upgrade your taste. Do you upgrade your apps? Are you all upgrading your apps regularly? Are you upgrading your taste? That is what we're here for. That is what we're trying to do. Upgrade our taste. Because on the level of anamoya, pranamoya, gyanamoya, or even vijnanamoya, the taste is shallow. It is not substantial. And it is not giving true nourishment.
Bhakti Pareshanubhavo Viraktir Anyatrascha Chaisha Trika Ekagra Kala Pratyabminamanasa Yatasnata Shus Tushti Pushti Kshut Apaya Unugasam Tushti Pushti and Kshut. So there has to be taste. Without taste, there won't be proper nourishment. If you can't taste your food, how much are you actually going to get nourished? Have you noticed? Like you see people scrolling and eating, how much taste is there? I mean, taste probably on the scrolling, right? Not so much taste on the eating. If you ask them, what did you eat or what did you read? No remembrance. Tasmare kena manasa. The same verse, similar verse, almost same, almost identical, appears in the first canto, second chapter, Divinity and Divine Service. Tasmare kena manasa bhagavan sattvatam pati shrotavya kirtitavyascha dhyeya pujyascha nityada. Therefore, with mind dedicated only to bhakti, devoid of karma and gyan, what you constantly hear about, glorify and meditate upon the Supreme Lord, Master of the devotees. So when we cultivate that taste of hearing Bhagavad Katha, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, then there is nourishment. We feel like, yeah, I got something. I got something substantial. This is good. I like this. I want more of this. In fact, this is all I want. Now, for some of us, this may be music of the future, but it's good to have goals. It's good to know where we're heading. Hearing about Krishna, about his pastimes, his activities, his associates, is essential. Janma karma cha me divyang evang yoveti tattvata tyaktadeham punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna. Krishna says himself in Bhagavad Gita in the fourth chapter that if you develop taste and you know about my appearance, my pastimes, my activities, my true nature, you don't have to come back to this world. You can actually come to my abode. Why? Because you develop taste. So, how to develop this taste, this higher taste? Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina rasovar jamrasopyasya paramdrishtva nivartate. That higher taste of Krishna consciousness is experienced in the association of devotees. When we meet devotees who have that taste rubs off on us. I was in Michigan, in Sheboygan, on a parking lot, and I met a man and his son. And when he saw the stack of books, he said, Prabhupada is my favorite author. This is the time where you can wake up. And now comes the stories, you know, the pastimes. Okay. So, and his son was very surprised. Dad, what are you talking about? Who is your favorite author? And he had to do a little explaining to his son why he said what he said with so much gusto, you know, so much taste that he just blurted out, Prabhupada is my favorite author. Because people don't usually do that unless there is taste, right? And you can't argue with taste. Did someone ever tell you, oh, this is great, oh, this is nice, I like this, and then you started arguing with them? No, you can't argue with taste, right? Why can you not argue with taste? Because there is realization. Information without application does not lead to realization. And without realization, there is no transformation. But we're here to upgrade our taste. So, to associate with devotees who have that taste is essential. That's why Srila Prabhupada gave us the Bhagavatam. Because he was relishing these very substantial topics about the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he wanted to communicate this taste to others through his Bhaktivedanta purports. So, this is the message of the Bhagavatas, who are none different from the book Bhagavatam. They are constantly engaged in this hearing and chanting. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridhavrata namasyantascha mam bhakta nitya yukta upasate. So, you want to see whether you're actually making spiritual advancement. It's not about how much or how little you eat. It's not about how much or how little you know. It's about what? The acharyas say in two ways we can actually ascertain our advancement. One is steadiness. How steady am I in my reading of the Bhagavatam? Do you have a plan for reading? Or do you say, whenever? Whenever never comes, have you noticed? When you say, yeah, I'll clean up my place, you know, I'll sort stuff out whenever. It never happens, right? In Spanish, it's called mañana. Mañana means tomorrow. Like when they meet you on the street and you give them the book, they'll say, tomorrow, right? Next time. You're going to be here tomorrow, right? Same time, right? And tomorrow never happens. So, we have another saying in Krishna consciousness that I should have done it a long time ago, but I didn't. So I better start doing it now. And consistently doing it. Nityam. So have a plan. Srila Prabhupada said that this is the routine program. A routine program. Just like people are going to work. People are doing so many things. It's a routine program, right? What is my routine program for hearing and chanting? So put reading on your routine program. One good way is that just when you get up, after you took your bath, read Bhagavatam. Have you tried? It's amazing. Before you chant japa, you read Bhagavatam. And then you see what happens. Because Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, you will actually be able to chant much better, and you will actually be able to remember a few things, which ordinarily is not that easy. If somebody asks you, what did you read last time that you read? Hard to recall, right? Hard, difficult. But by proper reading, by proper hearing, we can actually increase our ability to chant and our ability to remember Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would daily hear the Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. He would tell him the story of Prahlad and Dhruva over and over. And Mahaprabhu said, tell it again. Tell it again. Tell it again. He heard the story more than 100 times. Because it is so relishable. It is so tasteful. Where is my taste? Where do you get your dopamine? Where do you get your buzz? Where is it coming from? Is the Bhagavatam part of your excitement in life? Or is it nowhere near the top 10? So put Bhagavatam on the list. And there's different ways. One I mentioned, read before japa. Another one is read with others. Have a little circle of friends who get together and study the Bhagavatam. And in this way, the taste will develop. Because when you associate with persons who have taste, that taste rubs off on you. I just came in on a flight, and it's amazing what people watch. It's quite shocking. Prabhupada talks in the purport about man-made machines. You know, all these devices, all these machines that can be very useful for hearing and chanting about Krishna. But if not so, then they will take us to places that are very unfavorable. Shrotavya niradenja rajendra ninansanti sahasrasa apashyatam atmatatvam griheshu grihamedinam. What is it about? Mainly sex and violence, or violence and sex, and some bad humor, bad comedy. So feel free to unsubscribe. Feel free to unplug from the man-made machines that are taking up a lot of time, taking up a lot of attention, occupying a lot of our taste, that we should repose in Krishna Katha. I was in Reykjavik, Iceland, which is a very unique country because it exists purely out of what comes when volcanoes erupt. You have all that hot magma which comes out and then it solidifies. So it's just solidified. stuff from volcanoes, the whole island. And I was there up on the main hill in the city. There's a one main church. And I went with a big man, looked like a Viking, a real giant. And I approached him and he said, "I'm sorry, I have to go. He's calling me." And he was pointing to the church. And I liked the way how he was talking about God. You know, he's calling me. So I noticed he's got taste. He's feeling a calling. Are you feeling a calling in life? Have you found your calling? No, you're still going to school, right? You're here to pray for getting good grades in your exams. Is it? Yes or yes? Please say yes. Thank you for your honesty. You see? In didactics, if you just tell people how it is, they will remember a little bit. But if you make it interactive, they'll remember six times more. Six times more. He's going to remember now. Huh? Why? Because there was some interaction. So, if you want to be a teacher of the Bhagavatam, learn the art of dialogue. We'll get to that in a minute. So he said, "I have to go. He's calling me." I said, "That's wonderful. That's very nice. I really like that you've been called." By the way, on the way, I have something for you. You will like this. And I gave him a small book, Beyond Birth and Death. And he looked at it and he said, "But I can't give you much." And he gave me a few bills. And then we talked. And he said, "I like you. I like what you're doing. I want to help you." And then he took out his phone and he started scrolling on his phone. And I was like, what's he doing? And he's checking his accounts. He said, "I can't give you much. I can only give you $200. Would that be okay?" I said, "Whatever. You know, it's okay. It's fine." So he sent the money. And then he went into church. After 10 minutes, he came out and he sat on the bench. And I sat next to him. And he told me that, "You know, I come here a few times a day because he's constantly calling me and I have to answer his call. I have to go whenever he calls me." And he said, "I can see you're doing important work. We have to stay in touch." I said, "I don't do social. I'm an anti-social person, you know, so I can give you my WhatsApp. No text, only WhatsApp." And then a little later in the day, he sent me a message that, "I need to meet you again. By the way, I started reading your book. I read the first page. It says, you're not your body, you're the soul. I cannot more than agree. This is the main problem in the world. People do not know that they're not their body, that they're the soul. Did you know that? That you're a soul, you're Atma, you're eternal, you're blissful, and you're wise, you're smart. Okay? So even if you lose an exam or you lose some sleep, don't stress about it, okay? Because you're eternal, okay? I mean, don't tell that to your teachers or to your dad, but it's good to know for yourself, right? Hey, I'm eternal. Worst case scenario, I'm eternal, I'm blissful, and I'm wise. That's pretty good, right? So he said, "And by the way, I want to meet you again. I need to see you today. Come to my place." So I went there with a friend. And he showed me all his artifacts. He's the main doctor in the main hospital of Iceland. He said that in the last 20 years, he has seen 70,000 patients. He was studying for surgery in England. But after completing his doctor, his wife got very sick. And he couldn't do his specialization because he had to take care of his wife. So he had to go and work and take care of his wife. So he couldn't do surgery. So he's an ER doctor. He's the first guy people see when they come into the ER. And he said, "Everyone has the same problem. They don't know I'm a soul. They think I'm the body. And that's why they're in such trouble." And he said, "You're doing important work. This message needs to be known to the world. So I need to help you." And he just handed over a stack of money. He gave me 1 lakh for one Beyond Birth and Death. not because of the transaction, but because of the transformation that he experienced, because he got the same kind of experience that he had when he's going to church, when he met the message of Prabhupada. And for him, that was substantial. That was taste. That was transformational. A few days later, he wrote to me. He said, I have an existential problem. 3 months ago, my main priest, the person who was counseling me in the church, he left the church. It happens. He said, I feel like I'm an orphan. I don't have anybody to ask questions. I don't have anybody to share my doubts and reveal my heart. He asked, can you do that for me? I said, well, you are the doctor. It's not up to me to judge. You're the one who has to diagnose. If you feel I'm capable, I'd be happy to assist you. So we've been texting. It's been good. And a few days later, he wrote to me, I won the lottery. I said, well, how many millions? He said, no. I won the lottery of life. You know, I feel very fortunate. I feel very blessed. But yes, I have much more than I need. So why am I telling this story? People want to see taste. When they meet you, they're not looking for theory. They're not looking for laws. They're not looking for data. They're looking for taste. What is your taste? What is your driving factor? What moves you in life? Because that is what I will get from you. And depending on the quality of that taste that you experience, people either have more interest or less interest to associate with you. Right now, we have a lot of people who are educated in University of YouTube. Have you heard of the University of YouTube? YouTube? Yeah? People are clicking on little videos? Oh, you don't do YouTube here. Good. They even do like those 15-second ones. I'm not going to tell you which brands, but there are other flavors also, a little shorter and a little more drastic. Yet, we want to help people to upgrade their taste to Bhagavad Gita. But that is only possible if I have a taste for Bhagavad Gita. Are you only reading for exams? Are you only studying because you want to pass an exam? Or are you actually interested in what you're reading? That's the main question. Yesterday in Brahmachari class, we had a discussion about this topic. Are we only studying to give class? Or are we actually studying because we have taste? Because we like to study? Now, people who are not very refined, they need miracles. They need to see miracles. Do you like miracles? Okay, I'll tell you a little miracle. I was in Sao Paulo, which is the biggest commercial capital of Brazil. And I met a young couple on Paulista, which is the main street. We're doing Harinam Sankirtan. By the way, if you want to distribute the knowledge, go with Harinam. Go with Sabuj Prabhu and the others. Because it's so easy. Everybody wants books if you go together with Harinam. Because people get taste. And they can see taste. That there is some people here who have taste. So I met this young couple. And they're both lawyers. And the man said, I was meaning to read the Bhagavad Gita for so long since I was a student. But I never got to it. So he was really happy to get a Bhagavad Gita. And then we had a discussion and they said that they're going to Switzerland. And I said, which town? And I knew the town because it's a small place. And then I saw that they were kind of nice, but they were looking for something transformational. And because they're new at this, so they need a miracle. So I looked at the man and I said, you're 31 years old. And I looked at the lady. I said, don't worry, he's going to marry you. But it's going to take a while because he's a lawyer. You know, and they looked at me, how do you know this? And I say, you have to read the book. You have to read the book. If you read the book, you'll actually understand. Why? Because you'll get taste. And through taste in Harikatha, Krishna will reveal you what you need to know. Pratyaksha vagamam dharmyam susukam kartum avyayam. You'll get direct perception. You don't have to do all these mental gymnastics. I know right now I can see, like, there's a lot of mental pain because you have to cram a lot of information, right, in your brains. And it's hard because there's so much other stuff in there. So one little tool is stop binging on all the stuff that you're binging on, okay? Whether it be movies or games or social media or all that stuff, it just takes up a lot of CPU, you know, CPU, a lot of your processor, a lot of RAM is caught up in that. But if you take a break from that and you actually focus on hearing Krishna's message, then Matak Smriti Jnanam Apohanam Cha, your faculties of remembrance, of knowledge, will become very sharp, very pristine. That happens when you read Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that all the great acharyas, like Ramanuja, Madhava, Chaitanya, Saraswati Thakur, or even in other countries, Muhammad, Christ, and others, have all extensively glorified the Lord by chanting always and in every place. Prabhupada is very inclusive here. Have you noticed how inclusive Prabhupada is? He lists our parampara, and then he says, Muhammad, Christ. Huh? How inclusive are we? Are we inclusive or are we exclusive? That's the question. Huh? So if you want to have more impact and you want to have a wider audience, follow Prabhupada's example and be more inclusive. Huh? Just like, if you're in the West somewhere and you ask people about Swami Narayan, they don't know what you're talking about. Because unless you're a Guju, you don't know Swami Narayan. Right? So, it was funny. I was in Bratislava, Slovakia, just a few days ago. And we went to a mall. And the security guard, he looked at me and he said, "Are you a Hindu monk?" Some 60-year-old security man working, you know, night shift. And said, "Why are you asking this question?" He said, "I got five books. Five books I got." And I said, "Are you chanting the mantra?" He said, "Yes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." He had taste. I was surprised. Huh? Night shift, security guard, chanting Hare Krishna, got five books of Prabhupada. Why? Because there is taste. Because Prabhupada had unlimited taste in chanting and in glorifying Krishna. So, right now, I just spent 6 years in North America. The most receptive audience are African Americans. They're very ready. They're very open for Krishna consciousness. The question is, are we open for them? They're open for this message, but are we open for them? I just toured Europe, 2 months, a dozen countries. There is people from Muslim background, from Somalia, from Iraq, from Afghanistan, second generation usually. Their parents were immigrants. They grew up there. Just like the Indians who grow up in America, and you meet them at the university, the students, you know what they tell you? They say, "My parents are Indian." You know what that means? My parents are Indian. I'm American. Okay? You get it? So, you have second generation immigrants from everywhere, and they're super open about this. And they're starting to practice Krishna consciousness. They're super open. The question is, are we super open to them? We'll have to answer that question ourselves, whether we are open to the others, to people who come from other backgrounds, from other parts of the world, from other demographics. Prabhupada was open to them. Are we open to them? Well, that's to be seen. If we're exclusive, it will be a small club. Members only. Members only. You have to show your membership card. Like at that swim club or whatever you call it there, you know, near the beach. Members only. I always think it's funny. So, The message of the Bhagavatam is available for everybody. Unfortunately, my taste is somewhere else. I have cultivated a different type of taste because I've associated with different type of man-made machines and information and distractions that are communicated by it. So feel free to upgrade your taste by associating with persons who have taste, spiritual taste, taste of Krishna consciousness. And I guarantee you that your quality of life, your trajectory will change. You will stop worrying. You will stop being in anxiety. Yatrityante katam rishtas trishnayo prashamo yatra nirvairam yatra bhuteshu nodvego yatra kaschana. That wherever and whenever this message of the Bhagavatam is being discussed, there is no fear, nor anxiety, and no material hankerings, no material problems. That sounds pretty good, right? Are you ever fearful? I can sense a lot of fear here, you know? People are afraid to miss breakfast, lunch, or dinner. We're afraid to miss... Yesterday, everybody was afraid to miss their train. I could really sense that fear, you know? Oh, I'm going to miss my train. I'm going to be stuck here for 40 minutes because I talked to the big guy, you know? So we have so many fears, consciously or subconsciously. We're not even aware of our fears. I just talked to a friend, and he's in Israel. They have to go to the bomb shelter every day because the conflict is going on. Why? Because people are greedy. They're greedy for land. They're greedy for power. They're greedy for resources. But if you realize I'm eternal, I'm wise, and I'm blissful, that's money in the bank. Nobody can take that away from you. When I was 15 years old, I came in touch with Prabhupada through the Bhagavatam. There was first canto part one in the library of my boarding school. And I read it, and it was quite amazing. So many new ideas, so many new concepts, so many wonderful, wonderful things. After a few months, I wanted to have all the books. So I asked the devotees to give me all the books. So they said, sure. They brought me all the books. And they brought me secondhand books from the library. You know, like the ones who are in front of the book that go down there, the black Bhagavatams who have been sitting there in a box for I don't know how long, since last Kali Yuga probably, right? So, and I thought, wow, you know, this is really massive, but what can I give you? So they thought I didn't have any money. They didn't know I was working three jobs. I was delivering newspapers in my neighborhood. I was working for a flower shop on the weekends. And once a month, I did recycling with my friends because his dad worked in a factory. So we did aluminum recycling. There is money in garbage. And I saved up all the money and I gave him $500, which back then was in 84 was a lot of money. And I was not sure, is this enough for the books? But the devotee was very happy. So it was fine. That's the best investment that I've ever made. You're going to here to school. Some of us here in the ashram, some of our congregational members are out in the world working. What is truly valuable? The best investment is if you get Srimad Bhagavatam. If you get this knowledge. Knowledge is power. You heard that one before, right? Knowledge is power. Would you agree? Yeah? Okay. So get the Bhagavatam and start reading the Bhagavatam, and I guarantee you, you will have a different perspective on life. And your taste will change. Yes, virakti will happen. You will feel a little detachment from certain things. That is fine. That is fine. Detachment is a good thing. It makes us open to cooperate with the Lord's plan. I'll close with the last story, and then we take reflections and questions. I was in Asunción, Paraguay, to visit my Varma Pradarshika Guru, the person who showed me his Bhagavad Gita at school. He didn't give me the book. He said, it's mine. You can't have it, but you can have a look at it. I wanted to have that book. So he's in Paraguay now, South America. And we were asked to go to the University of Asunción to give a lecture. So we went there with books and prasadam and instruments. And when we got there, We were looking for the lecture hall. There was no lecture hall. There was nobody who was knowing where to go and what to do. So we felt a little annoyed, being slightly impatient. After 40 minutes of running around the campus, we realized it's not going to happen. Then one lady said, today there's no lecture, but we have a project week. So then she explained what that was. Actually, it wasn't what you call a university. It was more like a trade school. They were studying forestry and fishery and agriculture. And so they had brought their agricultural products, everything made from honey, everything made from avocados, everything made with lemon. And they were showing their projects to the other students. She said, you can go there and put a table and do what you do, and it'll be fine. There'll be people there. And I thought, what about my lecture? You know, I prepared. Huh? Did you ever prepare? And then it didn't happen. So I realized this lecture is not going to happen. Anyway, we went there. We put the books and the prasadam. And we did kirtan. And after a while, people started paying attention. Why? Because there was taste. Kirtan Ras, the safest position in the universe. Taste for the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then we announced that there is free vegetarian food. Everybody came, everybody started paying attention. And then they saw there's books and they started talking to the devotees. And they realized these are nice people. They have a lot of taste. And after a few hours there, I had to conclude that this was the best lecture that I never gave. So, don't be upset that sometimes your plans may change. Feel free to be open, to be guided by Krishna's plan. Because that is truly meaningful. That is truly memorable. Hare Krishna. We have a few minutes if there are any reflections or questions. The main topic was one-pointed attention, focus on the Bhagavatam, hearing and chanting. The more we increase our ability to hear from the right source, the more impact our chanting, our sharing will have. And then we can actually remember Krishna's pastime. Because Krishna is all attractive. And through the realizations of the devotees, Krishna becomes revealed. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
My question was that you mentioned that one of the ways that we can increase our taste is through the association of devotees. If somebody is new and they have a tendency of fault finding, then how do they go about associating with devotees?
You use that tendency to find faults with yourself. That's always a good place, right? You got to start where you're at. That's with yourself. So, and then you should use your discernment, your sense of analytics. Are you working in data? Are you a data analyst? So analyze the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his magnanimity, and you will find it chatmakar. You will find it strikingly wonderful. So we should see the good in others. Unless you're a teacher, a parent, or a boss, give others a break, okay? See the good in them. At least see the potential in them. And then by your patience and your kindness, that potential will manifest. Just like me, I'm coming here because not so much for the lectures, more because I have people who listened to me. Remember the last time somebody heard you?
without judging, without interrupting, without telling you what to do, they actually heard you? It's memorable, right? You remember those instances. Huh? So I'm here because I have people like that here. So, yes, speaking is important. But unless people have faith in us, how much will they actually hear? So depending on your relationship with others, they may hear less or more. So invest into that relationship by putting in quality time. And you will notice how people will also become more open to hear from you. Even if it's sometimes suggestions or, you know, criticism. We have a rule here that you're allowed to criticize anything as long as you're willing to be part of the solution. Okay? And the same goes for relationships. If you're willing to be part of the solution, the other party is very open to suggestions. But if not, it's counterproductive. It's simply destructive. It's depressing, demoralizing. Other questions or comments? One time I was in Villa Vrindavan in Florence, and I carried Srila Radhanath Maharaj's suitcase up to his room, and I put it on the floor. And then he looked at me and he motioned and he said, "Turn it the other way around." And then he looked how I reacted. And then he laughed and he said, "You know, I'm supposed to teach you." It's hard to teach old dogs new tricks. He didn't say that, but you know. So while we're still young in bhakti and in life, let us stay open. Open to learn, open to hear, open to share. And there will be plenty of opportunity to communicate whatever you feel strong about, whatever is dear to your heart, whatever is meaningful. Just make sure it's related to Krishna. Because all the other things of the mundane variety, they're inconclusive. They're open for argument and debate. And they do not last. Yet, Krishna is eternal. He is the source of everything. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. He is the source of everything. And if we repose our tastes and our attraction, our attention in Krishna, then we'll be good. We'll not only be safe and sound, but we'll be vibrant. We'll be able to impact other people. I was in front of the university. This is a bonus story, and I'll let you go. In front of the university in Berkeley, California, on Telegraph, and I met a man, and I showed him the book, and he said, "You already asked me yesterday." And I said, "How can I tell? You're wearing a mask. Your mask people all look the same." So he pulled down his mask, and he had a beard, a big beard. Not like I'm too lazy to shave, you know, or I'm doing chaturmasya, but a big beard. And he said, "I'm a Muslim, but you're glowing. You're effulgent. I want what you have." And he said, "Well, here is it. Here it is." And he took the Gita and he made a donation. So let's not argue with each other and with the world about things that are inconclusive. Let's be inclusive. Following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, let's appreciate each other and everyone and see the potential and increase the hearing and chanting of the holy name, the distribution of Bhagavad Katha, the message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and its transcendental pastimes. And in this way, people who are sincere at heart will see that this is a different type of dialogue. This is a different type of discussion. This is a different type of quality of interaction. And they will want that. There will always be people who want to fight and who want to disagree and who want to go in that direction. They will always be there. Yet, it is very much needed that this message of the Bhagavatam is being heard. That's why Prabhupada got up every night at midnight
and he translated 6 pages. So please, get the Bhagavatam, make yourself fortunate, and then make other fortunate. And not be surprised that people will return the favor. They will return the favor. They will be very much indebted to you. Just like I'm indebted to my friend who showed me his Bhagavad Gita 40 years ago at school. Because he got me started on the path. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Grantarat Shrimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki. Nitai Gaura Premanande. Hare Krishna.